Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was going to start my opening welcome with who stayed up till midnight last night. But I know it's, wow, we had people that did that. And you got up for church. That's like double brownie points. Man. Oh, goodness. Well, let's start with a motto this morning for 2023. I'll put it out there. Here it is. Perhaps today. It's not so flashy, but it is biblical. Perhaps today. Perhaps today. This was Simeon's motto. If you put together the reading here from Luke chapter 2, the text here, Luke chapter 2, verse 26, relates that the Spirit came upon this Simeon at a younger part in his life and shared that he would not face death until he saw the Lord face to face. Now, Simeon was not there the night in which Jesus was born into the world. The shepherds have passed by their way, and things have transitioned from the stable. But we know that Simeon saw Jesus on his 40th day of life. I want to piece that together to start my sermon just to get a picture of how this all happened. Our text relates in verse 21 that on the eighth day, that was the day that Jesus was circumcised. That was according to the law. On the eighth day, that's when baby boys were circumcised. And then when you piece together the Torah, the Old Testament, first five books of the Old Testament, and you piece together the details here that were shared, it would be 33 days after the eighth day in which this event occurred. See, the mother of the child would have been deemed in childbirth ceremonially unclean. And on the 40th day after birth, a sacrifice would need to be given, presented in the temple. Now, if a couple, if you read this in Leviticus chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, it basically stipulates what that offering should be. For a well-to-do couple, the offering would be a whole lamb, it says. If the couple did not have the means for a fancy offering, they would simply give two pigeons or two doves. Isn't it interesting? Our text kind of reveals the socioeconomic status of Mary and Joseph. They bring doves and a pigeon, it says. And it's at that moment on the 40th day that they see Simeon. Now, what's interesting is there were a bunch of people in the temple. Lots of activity at Herod's temple. A lot of people didn't see Jesus, but guess who did? Simeon saw Jesus. Now you might say, well, the Spirit told Simeon that if he went to the temple that he would see Jesus. But I actually think it's this. Simeon lived with a motto in his life. That motto? Perhaps today. Oh man, that's a cool motto. Repeat that after me. Perhaps today. Perhaps today. Now this morning, heading into 2023, we're thinking about this next year. Maybe you're thinking about a motto that you can live by in this next year. Will it be a good year? Well, there were some good things that happened this last year. There were probably some bad things. Will it be a not so good year? Well, there were some things in this last year that probably were good and bad, same kind of thing. What kind of year will it be? No matter if it's good or bad, I think our year will be very healthy and joy-filled if we live by this motto of Simeon, which is, again, perhaps today. What's behind that? It's a motto of anticipation that the Lord is right there, no matter where we step. What's behind that? It's a motto of expectation that the Lord is up to something in our life. It's also a motto of confident faith, knowing that God's got a plan every single day that we wake up in 2023. Now, by the way, in case you're wondering, man, you're kind of going out on the limb and telling everyone how to live for their 2023, I just want you to know the church has officially endorsed this motto. Did you know this? That for, 20 centuries, the church has placed Simeon's song right into the liturgy, Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Anglican. Do you know where it occurs in the historic liturgy? Any experts in the liturgy? No.